Masechet Eruvin Daf Kuf Bet, and we started the Mishnah yesterday on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Bet with Neger Sheyesh Barosho Glustra. So we had like this bolt, like a door bolt with a big thick end, and you could use it to crush nuts and etc. And they had a din of Tratli on it, and we had a machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says Asur, Rabbi Yossi says Mutar, and we saw the story in Tiberia where the one learned that it was Mutar, the one learned that it was Asur. Now the Gemara says as follows: with regard to this machloket about whether you can or can't use a benital bagdo kura al melo pligi, the Gemara starts off by saying that this idea here of this bolt, right? So if you benital bagdo, I'm trying to find the Rashi over here. Nital here now bagdo kishu kashur v'talui bechevel shel kayama. If it's tied properly to the door, okay, this bolt was the shechevel shel kayama. So we'll see in a moment why. But then, which is of substance, it's properly tied, not just like symbolically connected. If you lift up the rope, it would come with you; it wouldn't tear off the rope, right? So then, says Rashi. No one agrees. Everyone agrees that you can use it. Then it's mutar if it's attached to the door properly. You can dekev and dekashuv etal yafes, says Rashi, since it's nicely attached. It's there, it's a fact, the whole world knows it's there for it to be used as a lock. And that's our big chashash aviat. Interesting, we've now left Eruvin, have you noticed? We've finished Eruvin now, basically, at the moment, and we've gone into Shabbos. And what's even more interesting is we're going to see in a moment that the halacha is going to be in all these things like Rabbi Yehuda. We know when we look at Masechet Shabbos, the halacha really was like Rabbi Shimon. Suddenly, Eruvin is sort of skipped over the whole of Eruvin, now we're back to Shabbos, and now we're setting our halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see that in a moment. So he says, yeah, that's not, it doesn't look like pony, like building. Keep pligi. So where's the machlok Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi? B'she'en on ital b'igdo. If you can't lift it up from the rope, it's not attached nicely. If you pick up the grass, she'achevel dak, says Rashi, it's a thin rope. V'imayar rotzeh litlo misham, letal tlo yedeh oto chevel miyad nifsak. If you use that rope, if you picked it up from the rope would break. But the rope wasn't there really, it was like a piece of cotton, not even cotton wool, because not even cotton. Cotton can be quite strong. Well, just now they're talking about gemi, like a reed or something which was tied with a reed. So Rashi says, sabar kevan de aloni tal be igda dehavei kemishan kashur. Since it's not tied properly, it isn't tied at all. Udana kama, we'll see the negra minach she'eno kashur, but then it ain't not in, but we'll learn in the Mishnah that if it isn't attached, you can't use it. V'hai nami munachu, we'll see in a moment the concept of whether it's set down there, not tied. Shum glustra lo sharile, Rabbi Yossi never allowed it, sabar glustra mehanile. We'll see. Rabbi said yes. We would have said no. We're gonna get to that in a moment. So b'sherin tell me, demar savar kevin the yesh brosh of glustra, and what's the basis of the machloket? The one says, listen, if it's not tied, when it's tied, they all agree you can use it. When it's not tied, okay. So Rabbi Eliezer who says you can't use it, he says kevin the yesh brosh of glustra. Sorry. I think it was Rabbi Yossi said yes. Rabbi Eliezer said no. Right. So here, the Gemara is bringing here first the one who's Matthew. So the Mar Sama came to Yesh Barosho Glustra, which Rabbi Yossi, to write clear love. It's a Kli. Like it's a Kli, you can use it, not Mukta. Mar Sama came to Enoni Tal Big Do Lo. So that's the way that we understand it. Mishnah now, and it all depending was tied or it wasn't tied. New Mishnah. Back still on the issue here of this bolt that we lock the doors with. Negerani Grar. Okay? So now we've got Negerani Grar. Now, you know, like I said, let's get our best out of this book. It's the last day we're going to use it, really. Yes, that's the last day we're going to use it. If you look in the pictures here on page 120, picture number 359. There are 360 pictures in this book. On page 359, so you can see over here two scenarios. There is three, actually. There is a neger kashur v'talui. So it's tied to the door and it's dangling. There it is. There is a neger, which is munach. It's just been put in. It's got its like place here where they lie it down. They hide the bolt in between those pieces of wood. And then there is a neger nigrar. If you look at that, nigrar means dangling. So there it's got a rope and it's like on the ground as well and suspended a bit in the air. Can you see that's at an angle there? It's not straight. Can you see that's at a bit in the angle? That is completely dangling in the air. Can you see there's the ground and it's above the ground? So that's a neger that is connected. That's a neger that is munach, that's put on like a shelf. And that's a neger. There you can see the yellow neger. It's on the ground, dangling on the ground. And that's the idea of nigrat. So, you know, you're going to pull the rope. It's going to scratch it across the ground. So you've got this bolt that's tied to the door with a rope. And the rope is a bit longer. Rashi over here says, neger nigra, shekashur bedelet. It's tied to the door. But eno talui kashach, aval eno talui. It's not really hanging. Why? Shachev larok. It's a long rope. Umitoch she nigrar. And since it's dangling there, he says, and a nirek bekashu. Doesn't look like it's actually tied up. You're not 100% sure that it's tied to the door. The kishain barosha glustra. We're speaking about a case, says Rashi, where you haven't got a glustra. This bolt has got no other use. It hasn't got like a big knob kiri top on the end. Right? You all know what a knob kiri now is. Right? And therefore, you can't use it to smash it.
What's the purpose of this? This neger, it looks in those pictures, it looks like it's not really...
It's a bolt. It's just you'll see, you know, where I saw it now.
You stick the thing into the ground.
You stick it into the ground. You bolt the door. So you know where I saw a picture? I told you I did see a nice picture, and I'm looking...
You have a way of locking it then.
Yeah, I'll show you. You know where I saw it? I saw it in the Steinsaltz this morning. I'll show you right now. Here's a nice picture. So let's see what Steinsaltz brings, a picture like this, but he admits that this isn't a modern day one. Can you see that? It's like on the door there. One second. What's going on now? There we are. You can see that's a better angle, right? There it's like one of those bolts. It's like on the door. Then you turn that and push it down into the ground. Okay? Or you could have it on a side where you'd push it into the doorpost. Okay, so that's what we're speaking about. We actually, the assumption here is that it's going into the doorpost, into the scooper. We'll see why in a moment, because when you push it into the ground, that could look more like bone. There's a name for that. The Mishnah is going to discuss that just now. The Gemara is going to ask about that. We'll see just now when we're coming up. We'll see. That's a nikmaz, I think. Where I'm trying to find it. I think it was called a nikmaz. Where we said that it goes into the floor. I can't see it right now. We'll get to it. I'm not sure on this. I think it's on this. I'm with it. Yeah. There's a Rashi. Look at the Rashi down the middle of the Rashi. It says Nikmaz Mahu Shenichnas Aneger Bechora Iskupa. When you stick the bolt into a hole in the doorpost, the Nivchat Oto Hachor, and the hole is a bit small. The Yotzei Haneger Letzad Hakarka. And the bolt goes through the doorpost into the ground. The noetz bekarg is stuck in the ground. Up until now, says Rashi, we're speaking about when there's a thicker doorpost. It hasn't gone into the ground. So we'll get to that in a second. So now we're talking about the door bolt slides into the doorpost. Okay, that's what we're speaking about. So there's negra nigrar. So now we're going to get into interesting machloket over here. Noalin bo b'migdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, you can use it on Shabbos. Aval lo b'medina, but not outside the Beit HaMikdash. Now, why in the Beit HaMikdash can you? Look at Rashi. Noalin bo b'migdash. Why? The shvut ba'amu. Because it's a shvut. And we know, ain't gozrin shvut b'migdash. Ain't shvut b'migdash. Right? There's no Yisrael d'ra but in the Mikdash. Now, I have to just stop here for 1 second to the amazing, which came clear to me. Actually, funny, I learned it in Hilchot Aveilut yesterday, same idea. When we say ain't shvut b'migdash, we mean, and this is very important, there's a chakir on that. Ein shvut b'migdash means there's no isur drabanan on migdash with regards to avoda of the Beit HaMikdash. Right? If it's an isur drabanan and it's not relevant to avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, then you can't do it on Shabbos. Shut would apply. So, for example, a kohen can't just go ahead and do all isur drabanan in the Beit HaMikdash because it ain't shvut b'migdash. There's ein shvut when it's in the avoda of the Beit HaMikdash. You got it? So it's you know, we always say ein shvut b'migdash. It's not like because you're in the Beit HaMikdash, therefore shvutim don't apply. No, shvutim apply, but they don't apply to the avoda. So we'll see just now, for example, playing a harp. The harp was used during the avoda of the korbanot. So now, can you tune a fork? Can you tune the string? The string is needs tuning. Now, that normally you can't do any of those things because you might come to fix it or it might come to break or you might have to remain in the Beit HaMikdash. You can, there's no muktzah because you're using it for the avoda. But if you want to go just play with your son in the afternoon, a bit of a guitar, and you happen to be a kohen and it's your week in the Beit HaMikdash, you can't say, hey, shvut b'migdash. Right?
Is
sorry?
The opposite of what the Mishnah says.
No, so I'm making that point. Now look over here. And the says Neger Hani Grad, that's why Rashi says the Shvut Ba'amu de Anuk Bone Mamash. Hoyo ve Kashulakach, Aval Hoyo ve Hoyo Nigra Mikhzeka Bone, but ain't Shvut the Rabbana be Migdash, to Lord Galsham. No, here we're talking about you opening and locking the doors in the Bala Migdash as part of the work of the Bala Migdash. So here we would say ain't Shvut. I'm almost sure what I say. We'll see that in Rashi. I'm almost sure. Okay, let's carry on. Avalo b'medina, but not in the Medina. Right? V'hamunach kan v'kan asur. He says, the Tarakama, and with regard to when it's munach, not kashur, right? Then in both places it's asur. Why? Look at Rashi. V'hamunach sheno kashur klal, not tar at all. Have a binyan mamash. That's not a gzeira. That's not michze kebone. That is bone. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Sabar love binyan mamashun. We'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ela dome le binyan uba migdash lo gazu shvut. Rabbi Yehuda, you see that's it. So Rakame says that nigra no aliba migdash. Avro medina ba munach both asur. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Hamunach, he says, is mutar be migdash. Why? Because it's not really bone. It's only mechzeke bone, and there's no shvut in the midrash. So we don't go there. And the nigra is even mutar be medina, because nigra doesn't even mechzeke bone, because it's tied, it's connected. Just going to go more. Tarabanan. Ezu negra nigra shenu alin b'migdash v'lo b'medina. So what wants to know? What is this one that's nigra that you can't use in the medina, you can't use in the migdash? So what says? Kosha kashur v'talui. Anything that's attached and dangling v'rosho echad magirar. So this is what's called the nigra. And the Buddha says, no. Afa medina mutar. The Buddha says, even the medina that's mutar. So the Buddha says, okay, fine. So ezu negra shenu alin b'migdash v'lo b'medina. So which one can we use in the medina? We can't use in the medina. Kol she'eino lo kashur ve'lo talui ve'shomto u'menicho be'keren zavit. So here we sing Avi Tanakama, who says munach, right? He says that you can use in the mid. Sorry, it's a, that munach you can in the medina you can't, and that is like Rabbi Yehuda. And on that point over there, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yehuda benigrar. So we said look at Rabbi Yehuda. Now what did I say at the beginning? I'm not sure we're recording yet. But when we learned to Masechet Shabbos, as a rule, halacha was like Shimon. And now suddenly we're back to Masechet Shabbos, and we're seeing, yeah, halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Amar Rava, v'hu shekashur bedelet, and Rava says, when do we say that you can use it? V'hu shekashur ledelet. Look at Rashi Avia, v'hu shekashur ledelet, atzma, demuchach shafir, v'shelo shekashur bemezuzah. It's not attached to the door post, it's attached to the door itself. So on that, Gemara says, "Any yahwa, Har Rabbi Tavla Iklan Mechoz Rabbi Rabbi Gadim V'Chazelahu Dahave Talei BeIvre DeDasha," and he saw over here that it was tied to Ivre DeDasha. There's a Rashi over here from a Chagiga. Ivre DeDasha is on the Bariach itself, like on the actual bolt place where it would be on the hinge area. V'lo Amalu V'lo Midi never said a word. It wasn't ever said anything over here. Right, so it seems like it was mutar. Says no, who nital beigdo hava. He said, no, don't get carried away. There, it was so tightly tied. Look at Rashi, Nital b'igdo klomar kashur haya b'chevel chazak. So therefore, it didn't mind so much that it wasn't actually on the door, because it was clear that it was properly fine-fitted there. So the Gemara says, another question. Avya itl naharda, we came to naharda chazilahu gavra, dahave kekatir begemi. Okay, see, he had katir avia is kisher, right? He tied it with gemi. What's gemi? Gemi is like a plant, like a reed, right? Like some sort of, it wasn't something very chazak. Amar, what did he say? Din lo nitrok. You can't lock with that, right? Nitrok avia, Rashi, din lo nitrok. Ze lo yin ol. You can't lock with that. Washana kashur, not tied. Even though it was tied with the gemi. He says, the command delayed to the gemi dami. We ignore it altogether. So we see that we had to have something properly tied, and if it wasn't properly tied with something fast, it wouldn't work. Because in Abai Rabbi Zaira, nikmaz mahu, here we explain what the nikmaz is. Nikmaz, we saw the Rashi, something which goes into the ground. Now here we've got a real concern that if it goes into the ground, it could look like boneh. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, mighty baile, what's your question? Lo shmile hadetani, haven't you heard that brighter? The brighter said, nishmat asur nikmaz mutar. Look at Rashi there, nishmat, shenifzak achedel shu kashur bo, when the rope that it was tied by is completely torn, varehu munach bekeren zavit keshepotech otu, and you've got to go and fetch it and open it, that's asur. But nikmaz is mutar. Rabbi Yehuda amar, nikmaz, av bishayeno nishmat asur. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, So we've got a brighter there that the Tanakhama says Nishmat Asu Nikmas Mutar. Rabbi Yehuda says Nikmas, even Nikmas, if it's She'enu Nishmat, which is not separate, even if it's Tad, is Asu. And on that, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Achak Rabbi Yehuda, but Nikmas. So we see, yeah, all again, we're passing the Haroch, like Rabbi Yehuda again. We're going to Kula over here. He says, sorry, here we're going to Chumra. Rabbi Yehuda said Nikmas, even Asu. Rabbi Yehuda said Haroch, like Rabbi Yehuda. And why? The time am I? I'm Rabbi. Abai explains. Why is it halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum de mechze kebone. Properly like a proper bullock. Abai me Rabbi Nachum bar Zecharim Yabaya. So he says now on this is asalo beit yad ma. What if I made like a handle for this bolt? Right? Beit yad. Rashi avia. Rashi asalo beit yad. Le nege for this bolt. She'enu kashrut. Not tied. About the tachav beit yad beim tzeitu. In the middle of it, I put like a beit yad in it. V'dome le mekave tahashte vada muchach milti de kliu. And now it looks like it's one of these things that I can beat up stuff with. And now it's clear it's a kliu. It's got a handle. So up until now, we weren't sure if it was like, if without the glustra, without the big thick head, it might not be a kliu. Now that it's got a handle on it, so it's partially everybody can see that this is something which I want to use, I want to hold. Maybe it's got terat kliu. And now even if it's not tied, I can use it. Right, that's the vada mucha milti klihu, mahu lin obo, can I use it now on Shabbos? Samarle buchne ka amar. You talk about a buchne. What's a buchne? A buchne is like a pestle in a pestle and mortar. He says, buchne kebab. And look, Rashi, havada shari, buchne ma kev vakotri buchit yivdan. It's something you're going to use to smack spices or to grind. Yeah, hi, there, your Ira's got it. Look at that. Ira's showing us a nice pestle there. Okay, very good. Very, very good. Very good. Very good. Right, itmar amarab nachumi bar ada, asalu beit yad mutar. We see there's not a problem. If you've got a handle, it's fully okay. Ahul Sharita. Now there's going to be a couple of examples over here. Ahul Sharita. Now what's a Sharita? Rashi is a Korah, Kamo, Betzel, Korati, but Klal Sharuti. So the Kuf and the Shinya interchange. So it's Ahul Sharita, this big beam. Tahave Bei Rafe, the Rabbi Padat, Rabbi Rat had it. Tahave Madlulei Bei Ashra. Need 10 people to carry it. Massive. Veshadulei Adash, and they would lean it against the door. And that would be like the way they'd lock the door. This big, heavy beam leaned up against the door. Rabbi Dad never said once that it's Asur. Why? Amar Torat Kli Alea. Because it was a Torat Kli. Look at Rashi. Why was it a Torat Kli? He says over here, Shra'ui Leshev Alea. Because at the end of the day, you could actually sit on it. It was nice and big. You could use like a bench. Hu Asita. Another example, the girl is bringing in all these things which we're seeing that they're allowed to use. Hu Asita. What's an Asita? So I saw here, there's a Rashi here from Moed Katan. It says a machteshet. Okay, so again, like what Ira's got over there. To have a bay mar Shmuel, to have a machzeket adrivus, like a big, it's actually, this is the mortar thing. This is like the big bowl that you would like crush the stuff in it. To have a machzeket adriva. Rashi says adriva is a big quantity. He says it's about a chatzi kur, 15 seah. Sharam Ashmuel, Mishadi Adesha. Again, they use that to lean up against the door and lock the door. And I'm a why? Torat Kli Alea. Again, over here, you could sit on it. Right? It was able to be used. You could use it as a bench, whatever. Okay, now, Shlach Le Rabbi Bar Yecheskel Rav Amram. So, let's stop for 1 second and mention we had a machloket over here whether this was in the Bar Migdash or the Mutar or the Bar Migdash. I saw this morning in the Harot of Steinsaltz. It's quite interesting. It says, what's going on over here? We're discussing Bar Migdash. That's not relevant to us. The Machloket Tanakama says Bar Migdash. Yeshua says no. And he says the Middarinam Migdash. He says that's all because Mashiach time. You know, in the time of Mashiach, we have to know those halachas. We don't know the halachas now. So he answers quotes somebody there. I think it was the Yabetz, actually. I think it was Rav Yaakov Emden. Right? The Yaakov was Rav Yaakov Ben Svi Emden in the late 1600s. Big posek. I think that he said there that the reason why we have to know the halacha as well is because even though we say ein shvut b'migdash, but it's asur b'chutz le'migdash, the fact that it's a shvut and it's sometimes mutar in the migdash, b'shat tachak, you could rely on the fact that it was able to be done in the Bar Migdash, we can use it b'shat tachak as well, which is an interesting concept that the isur d'rabbana and the very fact that it was able to be used on in the Bar Migdash, it's a place that B'Shat HaChak we could use it. I'm almost sure it was the Rav Yaakov Emden who said that. Okay. So now, Shlach Rami Bar Yecheskel Rav Amram. The reason why I remember that was because Yecheskel. Yecheskel is when it talks about the forthcoming Bar Migdash, the third Bar Migdash. That's why it reminded me of Yecheskel. Okay. Shlach Rami, remember we learned Masechet Midot. Any of those of you remember. So there we had the whole thing of the different measurements, right? The second Bar Migdash in Yecheskel, something based on Psukim from Yecheskel, etc. Okay. So Shlach Rabbi Bar Yecheskel of Amram, Nima, Lan, Mar Mahalen Milimal Yaita da Markan Mishmeid Rav Asi Bechipe da Arva. He says, tell us something, a nice word that that you said in the name of Rav Asi Bechipe da Arva. What's Chipe da Arva? Look at Rashi. Ulamot Yosin Besvina. Shenoatzin Kain Ma'agalin Shekorin Circle. You see that there? Look at Rashi. Circle. A circle is a circle. Right? A circle. Tzadik Resh Kuflam. A circle. So he, I saw a picture somewhere, but I don't see where it was. I can't see it in our books over here. Maybe it's not good. Yes, yes, yes. Over here, look here. This over here, he's talking about, this is what they're talking about. Can you see when you build a boat? So you put these like half circles over the beams like that. And then you're going to cover that with some sort of cloth. And that's how you have shade, right? So that's what's called the Kippur D'Arva. So he obviously says to him, tell us a vort that you spoke about in the Kippur D'Arva. Sorry, Arva. Right, Rashi Echad. He says, "Yeah, the circle Rosho Echad bedofen zeh shel svina, Rosho sheni bedofen zeh." This like sort of like pole, you bend it over, and each heart and the head is on one side of the boat, the other side of the boat. V'ukafuf kamo ulam. It looks like a hall. V'omed kamo kippah. It's like a round, like a big kippah on top of it. U'marchik echatzi ama v'noetz acher. And you make the distances between each one's about a chatzi ama. Right, it's about a quarter of a meter. The whole boat, and then porsim begadim, and you put clothes over it, or machatzalot, or mats, shel gemi lagen mipnei atzina v'agashamim. Then it becomes waterproof and sunproof, etc. It gives you the shades. So he says, give us a vort. So he actually tells him something on that. Look what he says to him. So he says, Amar, he says, shlachle. He sends him a vort. He's like this, hachi amar rabasi. This is what Rabasi said. Hane kippah d'arva. These kippah d'arva, these like poles that you're keeping, right? You're spacing them along the boat. So now what's our problem? We know that on Shabbos you can't build an ohel, right? Can't build an ohel. It's boneh. You build a tent, it's ohel. So all of us know the halacha that if you're, let's say you've got these big sun umbrellas outside, you know, big sun umbrellas. If they open a tefach, so you can open them more than a tefach on Shabbos. If I'm already open a tefach, that's not called boneh anymore. Even like a baby's carriage, you know, you've got a cover on the baby's carriage. So you should, before Shabbos, have it open a little bit like a tefach. You can then push it over. And that's the idea on Shabbos. You got a tefach, it's already done, it's already open, and you expanding it is not called binyan. That's what you're talking about over here. So he says the same thing over here. He says, honey, keep it over. Bisman sheyesh bahen tefach. Look at Rashi. Bisman sheyesh batefach. Second wide line. Sherochav shel magal tefach. The batzi mit tefach lo ave oil. It's less than tefach on oil. But kerochav tefach, at least a tefach, mikra is called oil. Nimtza sham shame oil alav in Bodjom, it's called an oil. Ukashu pores alav habeged lemacha. When he comes tomorrow and he expands it over, right? Ainila Mosi, that's just called adding, that's not called binyan. But now he says a nice interesting aloha. He says, Inami ein behem tefach. He says, Inami ein behem tefach. If there isn't a tefach, but listen to this. If these poles that you've got going across, the ein behem zedazer shlosha, but between each one, we said a moment ago, you did about a half an amma. Right, now he says, if you haven't got three tvachim between them, three tvachim is about 24 centimeters, right? We say just about a quarter of an amma, a half an amma. If your spacing between them is less than half, than three tvachim, then we say lavud. And now we have to worry about prisa. Because now if you've got these poles going across the tent, going across the boat, and between them is less than three tvachim, it's as if the whole roof is covered already. So there's binyan. There's nothing to worry about. See, if you haven't got a shade over it of less than of a tefach, it doesn't matter because the whole roof is built. And therefore, when you put cloth on top or fabric over it, you do nothing because already a closed, a cold roof. Maybe machzir porzle. My time of why? Mosif al olarai. Who v'shafri dam, it's perfect. Of course, like as hena dechare dehabul el rav huna. Hena dechare, sorry.
Darren, if it was not an oil arai.
If it was, sorry? Well, I mean, I don't know if it's an oil kavua because we don't know how permanent these beams are.
I know this specifically says mosif al oil arai.
Right, because it's an oil arai, but it's an oil.
Let's say it wasn't an oil arai. Let's say it was a
oil kavua. You've got a problem. It's there. It's built. An oil kavua. Definitely not a chashash of bone. Oil kavua. If you we daven here in the shul now, and those oilim, that's an oil kavua. That's like a building. That's built.
They have to point out that it's a rye.
Well, it is a rye because you made it. You can see the way that they're talking about making it. It's a sort of like a very makeshift type of thing. You've got a boat without a roof. How do you cover it? You take beams, just forced him in.
I'm saying whether it's an oil or rye or not a rye, it doesn't make a difference.
I agree with you, but this is an oil or rye, so maybe we'd have thought oil or rye might be have a meaning that you because you're doing something which is more permanent, and therefore we come to agree. So Henu Dachre, now Dachre we know is Zachre, right? And Zacharim or Eilim, right? Ayalim. And the Rashi actually says here in Ayil. Where's the Rashi? Yeah, Dachre. Eilim over here. He says, "Dahavuna Ravuna, Ravuna, the Biyamama Baotula in the day that need shade, or Belilia Baot Avir that need fresh air at night." So I come to Rav and said, "Amalei Zil Karuch Budya Vishir Be Tefach." He says, "Go put over a cover there and leave a tefach. Lemachar Pashta tomorrow during the day, right? Pashta Mosif al Oil. You can close it up more. Mosif al Oil Arai Hu Veshapidami." Here again, Robert says, "All oil Arai." But I think it's just because of the circumstances. Am Rabbi Shum Rabbi Chav Chia. Now, interesting. Vilon. Now, there's another question. I don't know if anybody's ever asked. I've never asked myself. Can you open and close a curtain on Shabbos? So Selwyn's nodding his head and saying, "You can't." Right? Say, Mutar in Toto, Umutar Leforko B'Shabbat. Opticha. Rav Bishum Rabbi Chia Ogi doesn't agree with you, Selwyn. He seems to think you can.
We have plants in our windowsill.
Oh, no, that's something different because there you could say that opening the curtain for the plant is a psik ratio that your plant's going to grow better on Shabbos. But we said that Halacha Lachav Shimon B'Davar Shel Amid Kavein. So only if it's a psik ratio, right, there'll be a problem, right? But certainly a davar shel amid kavein, there's certainly your intention, unless your intention to open the plant, to open the curtain is so that the plants get light. That's something else. But let's say that you're sitting there and you happen to have a plant, but you want light because you want to read. So what, you can't open the curtain because your plants are going to get light? It's a big chumra that. What, Robert, can you?
I would say that would be then be like the guys who shove the thing against the door. Close the door, but you can sit on it, so it's okay.
Why, you can sit on your plant?
So you open the shade to play your plant. That's what you really want, but you just get somebody in the room. That's okay.
No, that's right. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to say it's a psik ratio, it would be asur. I agree. I'm not sure 100% the same, Robert, because what you say there, you took the beam and you used the beam to lock the door. And we're saying, why could you use the beam to lock the door? Because the beam itself had a use on Shabbos, had a Torah Kli, so it wasn't Muktza. Here, it's not the same. Here, if you're opening the curtain to let light in for your plant to grow, there's nothing, it's not a question of Muktza or Muktza. That's asur to help your plant grow on Shabbos. That's separate issue altogether. Not that you're using some. I would say that it's bichlal a davar shel amid kavein, unless, like I said, unless your purpose of opening the plant, of opening the curtain is to, let's say you got a room that you don't sit in, an area where you don't sit in, and there are curtains, right? It's in your like an area where there's no chairs and tables, you don't use it for reading, and there's a plant there. And the only time you close the curtains at night and you open it during the day, so your plant will have light. Maybe then. But if you've got a couch, a lounge, and you're sitting there and you're going to, or a dining room, eat there, to say you can't open the curtain because the plant is going to get light. But you know what? I don't know. I don't remember this halacha.
It's in the Gemara, Mefurash. Love Ohel. It's not the.
No, but that's because of Ohel. That's because of Ohel. But Selwyn's saying there's a plant there. You know what? Doresh Iyun. Selwyn, that's your homework. That's your homework for tomorrow. Look up the halacha. Let's carry on. Right, so Kilat HaChatanim. Now we get onto this concept of Kilat HaChatanim. It's something which has marveled me forever. I've never, ever understood this Kilat HaChatanim, this like tent for the groom. There seems some minag over here. You'll see the moment Rashi himself has difficulty with it. He says, Kilat HaChatanim, mutar lefarko on top of Shabbos. It's like a temporary type of makeshift bed. It's disassembled, you can put it back there. Amar Rav Shashi Barai Ravidi, lo amai leshein begaga tefach. When can you do that? When there isn't a tefach in the roof. The roof is a pitch. Look at the picture in Rashi itself. It's like a pitched roof, like a canopy. And he says, when can you assemble and disassemble? When the roof itself hasn't got a tefach at the top. Then it's not a problem. It got a tefach, asur. Then it's like building an ohel. And again, even further, where do we say you can do it when there isn't a tefach? If within the first three tefachim of the heart, from the pitch of the roof to the bottom, it also hasn't got a tefach. It's a very, very sharp pitch, right? Then as well. אבל יש בבחור בשלוש עשרה סמוך לגג טפח, אשר בניוקום, כי זה סמוך לגג, לכלב, ולציב את זה לגג הזה. וכי אין, אם אפילו, וכי אין פחות משלושה סמוך לגג טפח, נמי לא, אמן, even then, it still wasn't מותר, אלא שאין בשיפוע, אין בשיפוע טפח. If in the whole slope like is coming down, now look how Rashi understands it. Rashi like, what does it mean בשיפוע? וכנגד אמצעית גגה. עד מקום ששפת יריעה קלה שם לא הרחיב, in other words, that the bed, the base of the bed is only two tefachim wide, because you want to have half of it coming down, isn't a tefach. So it's a tefach on either side of this like pole coming down. There's a diagram here. Let's use this. This is the last picture in our book. Let's use it and enjoy it. Picture number 360 on page 120. Here's the picture. There's your kilat chatanim, like this tent over here. And we want that mustn't be a tefach, and that mustn't be a tefach. So the whole bed over here, according to this, is two tefachim wide. Now you want to, you tell me the most lovable couple, how they are going to fit into a bed that is two tefach wide. Exactly. First, they've got to go on a diet for a year from the time they get engaged to the time they get married. So if you look, Rashi says over here, so Rashi actually says over here, if you look at the narrow line, the first narrow line of Rashi, he says, Kach shamati v'kashili. And this is difficult. I can't work this one out. He says, Eizo mita she'ein barochvo shnei tvachim o gimel chaser mashu she'ya begaga pachot mitevach. What bed can you find? There's two tvachim wide, less than three, from the roof down, etc. ושני שיפועיה, כל אחד פחות מטפח, and the slope on each side, half the bed, less than a tefach. ויש לומר, so Rashi comes along with his own answer. He says, ויש לומר שהמיטה רחבה כמשפטה, it's a regular wide bed. Okay? ונקליטין הרבה יוצאים ממנה לשני ראשי, it's got lots of these, like canopy shapes. We look, you see Rashi in his diagram, like all different things. There's actually a diagram over here. If you look in the bottom here of the art scroll, he's got quite a decent picture. The camera, I don't know if you can see it well. Can you see it? Where it's like got lots of things on the top. It's a big wide bed with all these poles over here. And really, it's not a regular four-posted bed where you've got a post on each side and like the things dangling. But it's got lots of posts in the middle and lots of like little wigwam sort of things along the top. And that's the slopes over there. He says, there's lots of these things over here. And that's the idea where you've got to have less than a tefach and less than two tefach on each one of those things. Okay. אבל איך לשאול את זה, שוב אלכם לבילם. ואמר רב שישה ברד רב אידי, סיינה שרי. Right now we're carrying on with all these different things, like a quick summary of Shabbos. Right? Sina, what Sina? We've learned this in Masechet Shabbat. Rashi says, Kova sheleve, like a felt hat. She korin flatre. Mutar is you can wear on Shabbos. Of course, if Hatan Yashu, we learned a bright that's Asu. So we say, look, she had it by tefach, and then it's got tefach, and then got tefach. So we say, Elamiata, if that's the case, we're now worrying about clothing, which have got a sheta, a tefach, ha, sharvi beglime. Tefach, if you like, have a coat. And it like expands that over to Hachinam bin Asur, going to be Asur, what's that? Lo Kashia. Had mi hadek, had de lo me hadek. Look at Rashi Abia. V'tai melamishum ohel. Not because of a tent. El adil menafil mirashmi. We go back to the hat issue now. We're discussing, we're saying, if the hat is a tefach, you can't wear it. Your coat sticks out, you can't wear it. Either the question, no. The reason why the hat is a problem, would it be fitted well on your head? Or wouldn't it? Because what's our concern, says Rashi? V'atela tuye, if it's not on your head properly, it might blow off. If it's nicely attached to the rope under your head, under your neck, it's not a problem. You can walk out. If not, it's asur. I would imagine if it's a wide-brimmed hat, the concern is the wind could pick it up easily and blow it away. If it's a narrow-brimmed hat, it wouldn't blow off your head. There's a bit of a machloket over here of how to understand this whole machloket, but I think we've got a good enough picture. Okay, new Mishnah. Still got another two more mishnas coming up on this amud. Machzirin tzira tachto migdash. We learned this as well in Masechet Shabbos, right? That if you've got, we're talking about now replacing a hinge, okay? So let's assume that you've got like a little cupboard or a little chest or something, and it's got a door on the side, and it's hung on now with two hinges, Okay, you know, you've all seen those like things where like on the door there's like these bolts like this on the actual door frame itself, and then the cupboard like slides over that, right? It's got two hinges which slide over it. So we've got the top one and the bottom one. So now we're talking over here about the bottom one. So again, we're back to the distinction here between Beit HaMikdash and Medina. And the whole reason for this distinction is whether it's a shvut or not, right? Is it Isur Drabanan? And if it is, then in the Beit HaMikdash, we would say it's Mutar. Or is it Isur Doraita? Is it Mamash Bone? Or is it only Mechzeke Bone? It looks like Bone. If it's Mamash Bone, it's Asur in the Beit HaMikdash. If it's Mechzeke Bone, it only looks like Bone, then it's Isur Drabanan. So the Mishnah says like this, Machzirin Tzira Tachton BeMikdash. You can return a tzir, but if the bottom hinge came off, you can put it back on Shabbos in the Mikdash. Look at Rashi. Machzirin Tzira Tachton, Shel Delet, whether it's a door or a chan or a window or a shida or a teva or a mikdash, any of these cabinets. Why? Shepti pitchem mitztehen, the doors are on the sides. The Tzira Tachton, says Rashi, this is very important. The lower hinge. Calls man shelo yatzaha elyon, as long as the top one is still connected, noach lach zero, the ain kan binyan. Right? When the top one is connected, it's always easier when the top is hanging to sort of fasten the bottom one. When the top one's off, then the whole thing, the door's off. But the top hinge is still there holding the door on, so you just adjusting the bottom hinge, you're not really building anything. It just might be a mechzek binyan. So in the Beit HaMikdash, there's no problem. Because not really Bone. Medina, but not in the Medina. Why not in the Medina? Says Rashi. Right? There's no Rashi. It's not Rashi. Va'elyon, but the top one, says Tanakama, Kan v'chan asur. Both in the Beit HaMikdash, both in the Medina would be asur. Why? Because you're putting the top one on. If the bottom one, if the top one's off, that's proper. Putting it on, that's Bone. Look at Rashi or Medina. There's a Rashi there either. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, again, Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'elyon b'migdash, he says, Mutar, you can do the migdash, even the top one, Va'atachton b'medina is Mutar. So why, what's he saying? He's saying that, at the most, the machlok between him and the Tanakama here is, Tanakama is saying, when you put the top one on, that's proper boni. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no. Even putting the top one on is not real bone. It's mechzeke bone. Therefore, it's a gzaira. And if it's a gzaira, it's mutar in the mikdash. Okay? But I'm going to tell you about it.
Both Rashis. Is
there a Rashi?
Yeah.
Ah, I thought there was Rashi, but I couldn't find it. Okay, thank you. Avaloba Medina. Right? Gzaira shema yitka begarzen mikvot tahave melocha. Because why not? Because you might come to knock it with a hammer or something or the thing and never become a melocha. Right? Vaha elyon kan vakan asur setarakama dechevan chiyatza elyon kulono fel vahave kvot. The whole thing falls at like bone. The kasaba yesh binyam ekli and he says it's a binyam ekali. When we had this machlokli besach at Shabbos. Haim yesh binyam ekali and binyam ekali. Right? Do we say a kli? There's binyam and not binyam ekli. He says, the melocha of binyan, if there is binyan, bekeilim, in the midrash you wouldn't be matched. He seems to be of the opinion, the Tanakamia, that there is binyan bekeilim. Okay. Now again, we're talking about tzir delet shida teva migdal migdash bachzirim, we now dochakim. So this brightness is over here that the hinge of a door, like Rashi brought all the examples, in the migdash, you can put the hinge back. Right? And in the, but medina, dochakim. What does dochakim mean? Look at Rashi. Ubrin dochakim. אם לא יצא כולו מחור האיסקופה, אלא התחיל לשמט, דוחקין לחור, he says, when it hasn't yet come out properly, before it comes out, you see it like leaving the, it's about to leave the frame, before it leaves, you can knock it a little bit back in while it's still connected. But once it's detached, detached, you can't do anything. Right? No, that's
the previous Rashi answers the question I asked before about it. If it's a door, what does that have to do with Avodah? So he says, because it's so the Devar Korban, because it might be a closet that holds salt or other...
What, did I skip that, Rashi?
It's the one right before the Dothakim that you just read.
Why could I see it?
Rashi on the Gemara.
But Migdash Machzirin? Is it the first Rashi? Ah, skip that. Sorry, Kagon Shechichin or Devar Korban. You need it for a korban. Oh, that's what I said about the difference. That just, I remember, I knew that you're coming up somewhere. Okay. Shkoch, actually, I didn't even see that Rashi. Okay, you're up. That's right. So here you can see Rashi's making the point that when do we say Ein Shvut B'Migdash? When you need it in the Avoda. If it's just stam you brought with you for the week, you know, your own little closet, bedside table to put next to your bed in the, you know, in one of the, in the, where you slept, and it came off, you can't do that. You, we won't say Ein Shvut B'Migdash, right? But when you need it for the Avodah, if you brought with you your own Himalayan salt and you want your own salt for the Meir B'Migdash, then maybe it would be okay, right? So, I can't skip my finger. Right, so that's the brighter. And yeah, this brighter says, this brighter seems to be like Tadakama, right? So the Elyon you can't do, why? Because it's a Gzairo Shem Yitaka. Vim Taka Chayav Chatat. Right? Shel Bor Veshel Dut Veshel Yatzia Lo Yachzir. Now again, it's quite interesting because the Rabbi Yehuda said over there, right? Where did we say talk in? Let me say Machzirin Shul Tachlo Migdash Avodah Mebina. Va'Elyon Kama Kana Shul Rabbi Yehuda Ben Elyon Migdash Tachlo Mebina. Tavan Tzir Tadash Avodah Migdash Mechazir Mebina Dochakin. Va'Elyon Kama Kana Lo Yachzir Gzair Shem Yitaka. Ah, so the right. So the delet b'migdash machzir mina dochakin va'elyon kamakan lo yachzir. So the ratio is speaking about the tachton. Va'elyon is always asur. Why? Because you might come to do tokaya, and with tokaya on the top one it would be a chata because it's probably bone. V'shel bor v'shel dot v'shel yatzia lo yachzir. Now this is if you've got like a door to a bor of a pit or some kind or a dot. I think Rashi says the difference between a bor and a dot is one's built in the ground and one's a hole in the ground. V'shel yatzia, that's like any like we call a yatzia like an upper land. I think yatzia means any basically any extension to your house. Lo yachzir v'imichzir chayev chata. That's probably bone. Okay, that's the Gemara. Then new Mishnah. Machzirin retir b'migdash v'lo b'midah. Same idea. Right, we're talking about a bandage. Now, who do you want to machzir retir b'migdash? Rashi says over here, Kohen, shelaka b'yado. He got a wound on his hand. V'natan alei retir mibod yom. Put a bandage on Erev Shabbos. V'hut shach la'avodah avodah v'shabbat l'b'yom tov. And he has to do avodah. And he can't do avodah with the bandage. Why? Because it's chatzitza. Because it's separating, he has to be do avodah whenever if he picks up a korban, it has to be with his hands. He can't have something between like his feet. He have to touch the ground. So to his hands, he have to touch the korban, touch the do the avodah. V'natal retir mi al yado shlo tehe chotzetzen. See that? The chotzetzen by no vein yado avodah. The chotzetzen posed by the beinan v'lakach hakohen. V'lakach hakohen. The kohen to take something with his hands. And if he's got anything there, it's a chotzetzen. His avodah's pasu. V'chivan dechayit shlo have lekicha b'kohen. Right, machzir v'nakach kohen v'kevan dechayitz lo avel lekicha b'kohen machzir v'mi can put it back. Ti lo sharit leilachzir. If we don't allow the kohen to put the bandage back after he's done the avoda, lo shaki leimidi, he wouldn't take it off. Umemane v'lo avel avoda, he wouldn't end up coming to the avoda. So if we don't allow him to put the bandage back, he wouldn't take it off, and if he wouldn't take it off, he would miss the avoda. Right, as a result of the gzeira. Although it's a Shaiva Alta say, by the way, I'm not so sure why the Chachamim was so concerned about it. We saw in the previous daf on Daf Kuf. We have a problem there with the Sheva Alta say because they have it. Vze echad, this is an interesting halacha. This vze echad mishlosha dvarim arim masechet baitza shehutru sofan mishom tchata. We'll get it, please go on masechet baitza. And the Rekabim of the Chachamim allowed you to do something at the end because of the beginning. We say put it back. If you don't take it back, you won't take it off. So now you put it back, so you'll take it off. Okay, avalom medina, why not? What's the issue over here of the bandage? Gzeira shema yimrach haratia. You might come to put ointment onto the bandage because you're going to want to like smooth it out. Umiruach hainu memachek. Remember, that's the issue of melocha memachek. Hamur avot melachot shel Shabbos. Memachek, right? That's why you can't put creams on, and the problem with soaps, and all those sorts of problems on Shabbos. Even toothpaste enters into that realm. All those things of smoothing it out, of etc. The Mishnah says, "Machzirin b'dovinash." Ve'im bitchila kan ve'kan asur. Now, what do you mean, "im bitchila"? If you're putting the bandage on for the first time, look at Rashi. Shlo etak shurami b'odjom. You haven't done erev Shabbos. Ve'koin zeh lo salke l'tzorich avoda. Right? And he look here. Ve'lo salke l'tzorich avoda. He wasn't going to do avoda. If it was avoda, it's a separate story altogether. Right, but he wasn't going to do avoda. He can't just put the bench on. Can't make in the Medina. Now look at this. Rashi said you can't say now ha ein shvut b'mikdash. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says in bitchila kan v'kan asur. It's asur in both places. Why is it asur in the Beit HaMikdash? Why don't we say ein shvut? Look what he says here. The havadai ha shvut lav letzorech gavohu el letzorech atzmo. See that? That's actually the Rashi I was looking for, Robert. That's Rashi I was looking for, right? We just said straight out Rashi. We don't say Ein Shul de Mikdash when it's Letzorech Atzmo, when it's for the Kohen himself. We only say Ein Shul de Mikdash when it's Letzorech Avoda. Okay? Spelt out here, black and white. Okay. Now look at what Rabbanan. Retir Shepar Shepishami Al Gabe Maka. Machshav she put it back. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Huchleka Lamata. If it slips down, Dochka, you push it back up. Lamata, if it falls, slips up, Dochka Lamata. You can expose it every now and again. You wanted to get a bit of air. And you can clean the wound. You can expose it a bit. But the bandage itself, you can't clean the bandage. Why? Because if you clean the bandage, you're actually going to be rubbing off all the stuff on the bandage. Clean the bandage. That's where Mareach, that is the issue on Shabbos. Again, look at that. How many times see that now? In Masechet Shabbos, we were going as the rule, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. All these halachot halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Chisda lo shanu ele b'she pirsha gabe kli. So now he says like this, it makes a difference. When did we say that you can take the bandage off? When you pirsha al gabe kli. Look at Rashi over here, right in the middle of the big wide lines. Ala karu ala keset, on like a pillow or a mattress, in other words, over the bed, not on the floor. Right, that's when we say about pirsha gabe karka. Right, if you put it on the floor, so look at Rashi. Divrei Kol Asur, why? Ki lechatchila dami. Now it's if you're starting all over again from scratch, and we said you can't do it on Shabbat. You could have put the bandage on Erev Shabbos. If you took it off and dropped it onto the floor, so now you pick it up from the floor to put it back on. People see you and they think, ah, you're putting a bandage on now on Shabbos. And that's if you go back to this. Remember, like the same thing, we had a similar idea in Hilchot Shabbos with the pot, remember? That when you do, when we were allowed Tnaei Chazara, remember? We said that if you put it on the table, you got to hold it onto your hands or whatever. If you put it onto the floor, it was ois. Same idea. Putting it onto the floor is like a final sort of, final story. Amar Mar Paravashi. I'll tell you in front of Abba. Right? Naflele Abbe Sadia. Look at Rashi here. Naflele Abbe Sadia. What does it mean, Abbe Sadia? Naflalo ala kar shebe marishotav. Kamoshe metarge marishotav isude. He says, fell onto his pillow. Umekamaharele. And he put it back on. Aminele asitim. Lo sabele mar. Lahad amrav chizda. Don't you hold Abbe Alakrav chizda. Bachloket shepirsha gabe kli. Aber Pirsha gabe karka asur. V'ama shmuel achak Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Let's look quickly what go back. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? In the brighter we had over there, he says, Amali lo shmieli. I don't hold of that. Lo shmieli. Now I'm not sure what the problem over here really is, because it seems that he even said on the kli is not a problem, and yet it was on the Beis Sidya, which seems to be the kli. He says, lo sabre mahal has, look at Chizda, demoki leplugtayu b'shlaf la'kli. He says, the machloke when it fell in the kli. V'afilu hachi asa Rabbi Yehuda, v'amashu l'achak Rabbi Yehuda. Now, I don't know. To me, it wasn't so clear. Amar Chizda, machloke shepir shagabe kli, aval pir shagabe karka asur, v'amashu l'achak Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda say, Amar Chizda, lo shana shepir shagabe kli, aval pir shagabe. Maybe he's saying over here, he's understanding the brighter, that the brighter Tanakama says, Rabbi Yehuda said, you can't put it back on, just you can start it up and down and clean it and open it a while, and you know, but you can't actually take it off. And you know what? Maybe that's I think it's clear now. So he answered him, Eni alo shmi lehad Rav Chizda, the ana sphere li, the chipari Rabbi Yehuda ben nefila, agabe karka. He says, no, the machloket there with Rabbi Yehuda, not even falls on the ground, not even falls on a kli, it's not a problem, and it would be mutar. Okay, next Mishnah quickly. Koshri nima b'migdash. So now this is the Rashi. Koshri nima, nimat kinor shel shir levim lo korban in tzakab shabbat. What do you call it? A strain. What do you call them? Like a string. What's it called? Strings, right? Like tuning stuff for a violin or for a harp, whatever. Listen to this. Machshir eshmi, a musical instrument, which you couldn't sort out Erev Shabbos, right? Taha hayom nifseka. Today it's yesterday you organized your musical piece Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos it snapped. You need it for the avoda. Docha et ha Shabbat. V'af agav the kesher av melacha hu masech. Even that's a kesher of kayamet. It's av melacha. Doesn't matter. It's docher Shabbos. Yeah, the kli is part of the avoda. This is not a shvut. This is docher av melacha. Right? Look at that. So he says, "Aviyah nimam midrash, aval lo beminira beim bitchila kabbal on Shabbos." You can't do it yourself. But Aminu got brighter after kasha. Neima nimat kinosh lifsaka lo haya kosher. You can't tell you anything like make a boat. We say, look, Kashi, Arabanam, Harabi, Rabbi Yezir, the Amar Machshir Mitzvah Dochin, the Shabbos Kosher. But this is the Machshir Mitzvah Dochin Shabbos. Rabbanam, the Amar, and Dochin, Onva. Then you can make a bow. Let's end of Aviyah.